After the Illinois governor issued a 3-week shelter-in-place order, there was a run on grocery store shelves. Basic food items were hard to come by at some stores. People are still allowed to go to farmers markets and produce stands, but as Harvest Public Media's Dana Cronin reports, farmers worry customers won't return come harvest season.
Patty Marco co-owns and operates Wilsey's Farm Produce in Maple Park, Illinois, about 60 miles west of Chicago. Like most people around the country, she's had a tough couple of weeks.
Oh my, our heads are spinning.
Wilsey's is family-owned and in its fourth generation, and it primarily operates around one crop.
We're kind of known. We hope we are known for our sweet corn.
But they also grow all kinds of fruits and vegetables.
The easiest thing I always say is that we grow A to Z, asparagus to zucchini and everything in between.
While she doesn't have that asparagus or zucchini ready to sell yet, she'd like to start planting it soon. And all this uncertainty is making it really hard to plan.
You kind of plan for the worst and hope for the best.
Marco and her two siblings sell most of the farm's produce out of an old red cattle barn that's been converted into a store. They encourage their customers to visit in person.
The last couple years, if the weather permits, we had even opened up our fields for U-pick items, be it peppers or tomatoes.
But now with COVID-19 spreading around the state and shelter-in-place orders in effect, Marco's wondering whether they'll be able to provide that for their customers this year.
Can I put my tub of vegetables out for a person to pick? Or am I going to have to package everything so there's less handling by the public? I don't know. We don't know.
Leslie Cooperband and her husband run Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery in Champaign, Illinois. They primarily raise goats for cheese and some other dairy products like goat's milk gelato. Between kidding season and getting the creamery up and running, March is usually a pretty crazy month on the farm.
We call it our version of March Madness. It has nothing to do with basketball. It's all about baby goats and milk and cheese.
But this March has been a bit different. Cooperband says they have a few different outlets for their products, including local restaurants, which right now are either limited to carryout orders or shut down entirely. Cooperband says they also rely on local farmers markets to sell their cheese.
The fact that we're not even sure that the farmers market is going to open in May, it is a big thing that's weighing heavily on us.
She says even if the market does open in May, they're expecting attendance to be much lower than usual, with shoppers wary of coming into close contact with other people. Just like Patty Marco at Wilsey's, Cooperband is struggling with the uncertainty.
The reality shifting from hour to hour, day by day, with making it really hard to have any sense of how to plan.
Without the farmers market or restaurants, Cooperband is trying to come up with alternatives. And she's getting creative.
I'm calling it kind of like a cheese emergency kit where they would be able to order cheese and accompaniments and then either have a drive-by out here at the farm, or we may even be able to do some shipping.
She's partnering with other local farmers to include vegetables, meat, and eggs, along with the goat cheese. And that's music to Liz Moran Stelk's ears. She's the executive director of the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, which promotes local food producers like Cooperband and Marco.
These are opportunities for collaboration and collective, you know, people aggregating their products together to get them to people who want it. That's a scale up that we've been waiting for in the local food movement to come. And now it's here because there's this incredible demand.
Stelk says she's been trying to figure out how to get communities to rely on their local food producers. She says this global pandemic could be the catalyst they desperately needed. Dana Cronin, Harvest Public Media.